Sri Lanka has a new president, Ranil Wickremesinghe. If that name is familiar, he was also the prime minister until a few days ago when he became acting president after the former president fled the country amid protests. So will this new president be able to address the underlying issues that led to those protests? Menaka Indrakumar is a reporter based in Colombo, Sri Lanka, and she joins us now. Hey, Menaka.
Hey, Miles. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So, Sri Lanka's parliament chose a new president, but he's been prime minister for six terms. What has been the reaction to him being named president?
Well, today I was at a place where everyone gathered, which is very close to where the Golfers protest is happening. The protesters also gathered there. They were waiting for the result. I thought there would be a very strong outburst and there would be protests, but nothing like that really happened. I think they accepted it, and right now they want to gradually take this transition stage. And I spoke to some of the protesters also. They are disappointed, no doubt. They are disappointed. They are saying that Ranil Wickremesinghe was bought to cover up for the Rajapaksas, to defend them. But they actually have no choice because they want to see that this country moves forward. Let's see in the coming days.
And what has the new president said about what he's planning to do to address, you know, we're seeing shortages of food and fuel in the country? Has he said anything about what he plans to do about all that?
Well, one of the first things that today he did was he applauded the special task force, the army, the triforces for keeping the peace and controlling protesters. And in his speech also, he said that he wants to work with the all-party government to restore and take this country forward. So everything will be, we have to wait and see in the next coming days, because right now he has taken the country from a very, very severe situation. And how he decides to move forward is what would really reflect of his experience as a former prime minister, and now obviously as an acting president and then the president of the country.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the situation on the ground there? Like, how are people in the country getting by? What is it like for regular people to try and get food and fuel?
Well, still there are several petrol queues everywhere, but now they have started a system in identifying the last digit number of your vehicle number plate. So they are trying to sort out that plan. Then there's still the food issue, because a lot of things aren't available, but it is not bad as it was before. And the other thing is medical essentials also are not available as frequent, but it's getting better because there are some donations coming from here and there. But still, it is not back to normal. It will take some time because this is not something that happened overnight. It's almost 2.5 years of absolute negligence and mismanagement that has brought this country to this stage. So it is still undergoing a lot of severe consequences, which will take some time.
Have there been any reactions at all to this news from either international aid organizations or other countries in the region to Wickremesinghe being elected president?
Well, Mr. Ranil Wickremesinghe, the president of Sri Lanka, has a very good rapport with the international community. I think one of the reasons a lot of people would agree of him becoming prime minister is that he has a very good diplomatic relationship with the leaders. I haven't seen any leaders reacting, but I know that international communities abroad, to a certain extent, were in favor of Mr. Ranil Wickremesinghe becoming the president, which is very positive because we need a lot of support from international communities.
So what are you going to be watching in the coming days and weeks after this political crisis that's unfolded?
Right now, things have to settle because, as I've seen a lot of experts discuss, we have to settle and bring the country to a certain stage where it will stabilize to get tourists coming into the country. And of course, we have reached out to the IMF and even for the IMF to intervene and get things done. You know, there should be a certain system, because every time when things start getting better, then it goes back to becoming unstable. I don't think anyone would want to help a country like that. So when things are stable and to a certain extent, things are getting better, I'm sure IMF and so many other communities will come forward to help us. So that is something that I would be looking forward to, because how the transition is going to happen, and in the process of this transition period, how the development will be taking place and how we could move forward. That's what I will be looking forward to.
Menaka Indrakumar is a reporter based in Colombo, Sri Lanka, a country that now has a new president. Thank you so much for joining us, Menaka.
Thank you, Miles. Have a good day.